of Civilization, presented by Dr. Northey Dumaria.
In this program of Heroes of Civilization, we come right up to the present day and pay tribute to one of the greatest of modern scientists, Professor Otto Warburg, born in Germany in 1883, now a professor and director of a German university. Otto Warburg is best known to doctors for his biological work on cancer, as well as the respiratory functions and chemistry of the blood. In his researches on respiration, he made the remarkable discovery that the dye methylene blue could be used as an antidote for that very deadly and generally used poison, potassium cyanide, and that is to be the subject of this drama. Come now to Warburg's laboratory in Berlin during 1924, where we find him awaiting the arrival of some fellow scientists.
I'll show them in, Fritz.
Yes, Herr Professor. Gentlemen, will you please come this way?
Ah, Otto Warburg, my good friend. I'm glad to see you so well.
You're always welcome here, Hans von Lützen.
Thank you, Otto. Now meet my friends, Dr. Karl Beller from the Leipzig General Hospital and George Muller, the metallurgist.
Gentlemen, I'm happy to meet you.
How do you do, Professor?
I'm honored.
Dr. von Lützen tells us, Professor Warburg, that you actually can suspend respiration by the use of cyanide of potassium and restore the function by injections of methylene blue. Is that so?
Of course it's so, Zeller. Isn't it, Otto?
Yes, that is substantially what can be done, Doctor.
There you are, Muller. What did I tell you?
Now, Professor, I am chief chemist to a large mining concern in Silesia. We, of course, use the cyanide process of refining, but it is a constant source of worry to us. An antidote would be a godsend.
Of course it would. And you, Zeller, what about your cases in Leipzig?
Yes, very distressing. A middle-class family bought an old house, and before moving in, the father decided to fumigate with cyanide. The place was imperfectly blown out afterwards, and the three youngest children died at that night in their beds. We at the hospital were powerless to do anything.
There, Otto, with your purely scientific work on cell life, you see what you've opened up?
Yes, and now while we're on the subject, I'll show you, with some rabbits I keep here, just what can be done with cyanide.
By all means, do so.
Yes, most interesting. Yes, very kind of you.
Come over here a moment, will you, gentlemen? Just one moment. Now, the rabbits in this hutch have just come in from the country. Now, we'll use this fellow. Come on, my little man. And force him to take a dose of cyanide. So, there, my beauty. Now.
Enough to kill a horse.
Yes. Now note the animal's condition, gentlemen. Completely paralyzed. Respiration stopped. And the pulse, Dr. Zeller?
It is very weak and getting rapidly weaker. He'll be dead in half a minute.
Oh, no, he'll be very much alive. See? We inject this solution of methylene blue. Ah, now, watch carefully. And again, note the pulse, Dr. Zeller.
It's reviving. How remarkable.
Herr Professor, this is wonderful.
Look, he's breathing.
Watch out, catch him.
Oh, I've got him. What about me, Franzen?
Wonderful work, Lützen. I'll bring him back to the hut.
There you are, Otto. Lock him up. He's far too lively to have running loose.
This is wonderful. That rabbit shows no symptoms of cyanide poisoning.
I can hardly believe my eyes.
Otto, you must publish these results in the medical journals. What do you say, gentlemen?
Of course, publish them by all means.
The work must be taken up.
Oh, if you gentlemen think it worthwhile, yes, I'm quite agreeable.
In such circumstances was the use of methylene blue as an antidote for the deadly cyanide first demonstrated. Following the publication of his results by Warburg, little was done to fully investigate the possibilities of his researches until some years later in San Francisco during the days of Prohibition, there occurred the happening which we now hear under discussion by the Director of Public Health for San Francisco and the Chief of Police for that city.
Oh, look here, Cass. The death of those two troopers after drinking bathtub gin is bad, real bad. Got us all thinking.
Yes. The autopsy shows they both died of cyanide poisoning. You run down that line of investigation?
Oh, to the limit. Well, firstly, they were accustomed to take a snifter at that speak every day at noon. We raided the joint and found other bottles of hooch containing traces of cyanide.
How do you reckon the cyanide got into the gin?
Oh, the bootlegger, whoever he was, who supplied that fire water, must have broken it down in the bathtub of some apartment house that had been recently fumigated.
I see. And the cyanide, being heavy, would collect in a depression like a bathtub.
Exactly, Doctor. And those two boys were unlucky to get the bottle with the most cyanide in it.
Well, you'll never find the bootlegger who's responsible. And if you do, it won't help two dead troopers.
No, but suppose we do something to prevent a similar happening. Now, can you suggest anything, Doctor?
Well, it's a cinch we can't arrange for the Department of Public Health and the police to supervise the making of bathtubs.
No, you bet we can't.
But there might be a way out.
Well, name it, and for the love of Pete, let's try it.
A few years back, a German professor published research results indicating that methylene blue might be injected as an antidote for cyanide poisoning.
Man, is it any good?
I don't know. I just remember seeing the report in some journal.
Is there any known antidote?
Not if they take enough of it.
Well, what's wrong with trying that on the next case?
Well, that's what I've been thinking. I'll look up those research papers. But in the meantime, I'll have a supply of methylene blue solution ready. Now I must go.
Okay, Doc. We'll give you a buzz the first cyanide case we can pick up. Bye.
Bye, Chief.
The health and police authorities of San Francisco did not have to wait long for their chance to test methylene blue against cyanide. It came unexpectedly one night, as we find the chief of police at work in his office.
Well, Murphy, there's all those reports finished.
Oh, it is a good night's work, Chief.
Yeah, now it's 10:30. Reckon we can close down till morning. Oh, maybe not. Yep, what is it? What? Oh, is he alive? Okay, now you know what to do, Sheridan. Send a flying squad to the home of the director of public health, pick him up and rush him to the hospital. Get going. I'll buzz the doctor and have him be ready.
What is it this time, Chief?
Oh, guy taking cyanide. Trouble with a dame. We're going to test an antidote. Buzz the doc. Ask him to be ready to go to the hospital with the boys when they arrive. Ring up the newspapers. Tell them to come to the hospital pronto.
Okay, Chief.
Suicide case. Please,
come on, girlie. We want a story.
Give us a break, Doctor. Oh, hello, Chief. Where's the guy who don't want to live?
Where's that suicide case, miss?
Number 3 emergency ward, sir. Down this hall. Fourth door on your right.
Come on, boy.
Get my flashlight, Johnny.
Ring the city desk.
Tell the whole suspense.
Ah, these news hounds are in a hurry. Has the doctor arrived yet, miss?
Yes, a few minutes ahead of you, sir. He's in the casualty room now.
Thanks, I'll go to him.
Give us a break, Doctor.
Come on, Doc. Well, hello, Doc. How's the patient? Is he okay?
Hello, Chief. No, he's bad. Pretty far gone. But just in time to see the test. I'm going to give him that injection now. Ready, nurse?
Yes, Doctor.
Well, here goes. There, he's got it.
What's that stuff, Doc?
Methylene blue.
Not that what they use in laundry.
No, it's a highly concentrated chemical dye.
Make a note of that, Johnny. How about a picture standing just as you are, Doc?
Certainly not. Now stand back and let me attend to this man.
Will he live, Doc?
How the devil do I know?
His pulse is jumping, Doctor.
Let me see.
Will he come out of it, Doc?
We'll see.
Hold it, Doc. Thanks. Great picture. Rush that round to the process room, Harry.
Look, Chief. I believe he's reviving.
By Jiminy, I think you're right, Doc.
He's commencing to breathe normally.
He's out of it. Oh, boy, what a story. Back from the grave. Buzz the city desk to hold the front, Johnny.
Quiet, everybody.
Where am I?
You're in the San Francisco General Hospital.
And on the front page of every paper in the state, buddy.
How much cyanide did you take?
Over 15 grains of water.
You know something about the stuff, son?
Yes, I'm a medical student.
Why do you want a croak, buddy? A dame?
Yes, a dame.
Who is she? Where's she live?
Have you got her picture?
My paper will pay for your story, buddy.
In such desperate emergency, was methylene blue first used and proved successful as an antidote for cyanide poisoning in a human being? The student revived in about 7 minutes. And experienced no ill effects from his determined attempt to take his own life. The doctor who saved him from the grave took a great interest in the young man and endeavored to dissuade him from the idea of seeking in death a relief from his unhappy love affair. Now let us go, some 6 months later, to the doctor's office in the San Francisco General Hospital and hear the conclusion of this drama of real life.
Any news, doctor?
Yes, Miss Carter. Bad news, too. He beat us this time. He's dead. Took 20 grains of cyanide and barricaded himself in a room.
He must have been determined to die.
I guess he was. He certainly gave us no chance to use our methylene blue this time. He was dead an hour when we got him.
Maybe the poor fellow's happier dead. He must have wanted it that way.
Yeah, I suppose so. He left a note addressed to me. It says, "Doc, I served my purpose. This is one time you won't save me." And we didn't.
But he'll be the means of saving many other lives from cyanide poisoning.
Yeah, he served his purpose, all right. You see what that is, Miss Clark?
Yes.
Hello, Chief.
Howdy, Doc. Just dropped over to say I was sorry to hear about that pet suicide of yours.
Yeah, Chief, he beat us this time.
But you did quite a lot to keep that boy out of trouble. And wasn't the fellow that discovered the use of that blue stuff against cyanide named Warburg?
Yeah, Professor Otto Warburg.
All right, take a gander at this. Now, see, here's a news flash which says Warburg's been given the Nobel Prize for this year and a cash award of $40,000. Can you beat that?
Good luck to him. He deserves it. What say we go drink the health of Otto Warburg?
I'm with you. Now that I know we can't be killed by cyanide. Come on.